Domestic Bliss, written by Grace Renee and read by Wilfriede0815. Fandom, Harry Potter. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. Relationship, Pansy Parkinson / Rose Weasley. Additional tags, post-Hogwarts, established relationship, service kink, dom sub undertones, sugar baby, implied sexual content, lingerie, high heels, dinner. POV, Rose Weasley. Summary. Rose hadn't expected Pansy to turn out to be the love of her life, but she's certainly not complaining. Rose's stomach leapt as the grandfather clock in the study began to chime, the six bells reminding her that Pansy would be home any moment. She always stayed at the office until precisely 6 o'clock, before packing up her things and heading home for the evening, which meant Rose only had a few minutes to make sure everything was perfect for her arrival. Rose used to go over a handwritten checklist to make sure there wasn't a single to-do missed, but last year Pansy had gifted her with a custom-made remember-all that Rose could charm each morning to keep track of her daily tasks. It was one of Rose's most treasured possessions, and she picked it up now, frowning when the ball glowed red. She'd missed something. She waited for the remember-all to display the forgotten item, all while mentally flicking through that day's tasks, hoping whatever she missed would be quick to remedy. Dinner was made and laid out under a stasis charm on the beautifully set table. Pansy's martini was mixed and ready for Rose to bring to her the moment she walked through the flue. Rose was in her nightly uniform of high heels and lingerie, a mint-green bra and panty set from Pansy's soon-to-be-released spring line, her hair softly curled and her lips painted a pale pink. The remember-all flashed, and then a curling script scrolled past. Jewelry. An easy fix, thank goodness. Pansy loved gifting Rose pretty things, and Rose loved receiving them, which meant after several years together, Rose had amassed quite the collection of expensive trinkets. She'd set aside a particularly gorgeous pale jade necklace that morning when she'd chosen today's lacy lingerie set, pleased at the way the colors matched so beautifully. Thankfully, she'd already taken the necklace out of her jewelry box and placed it out on her vanity, which meant it wouldn't get all tangled and make a mess if she attempted to summon it now. She didn't have time to run upstairs and grab it and still be ready for Pansy's arrival. "Accio necklace," she murmured, just as she heard the whoosh of the flue from the other room. The necklace zoomed into her waiting hand, and she quickly looped it around her neck, closing the clasp without even needing to look in the mirror. The sharp click of Pansy's heels as she exited the study echoed down the hall, and Rose undid the stasis charm over Pansy's martini with a flick of her wand before sliding it into the holster on her thigh, picking up the glass, and going out to meet Pansy in the foyer. Pansy looked as gorgeous as ever, in a pair of dark green wide-legged trousers and a shimmering champagne blouse, the silhouette managing to be both professional and sexy. Rose allowed herself a moment to appreciate the sharp cut of Pansy's A-line bob, not a strand out of place, and the bright red pout of her perfectly lacquered lips. 5 years together, and Pansy still managed to take Rose's breath away. "Welcome home," Rose murmured softly as she reached Pansy, brushing a kiss against her cheek before handing over her drink. Pansy smiled, her gaze hot and assessing as it swept over Rose from head to toe. She gave a nod of approval, and Rose glowed. "It's really too bad I can't bear to share you," Pansy said wryly, as she handed off her briefcase to Rose and took a sip of her martini. "You really make such a beautiful model for my work." Rose never tired of Pansy's praise, and she smiled brightly as she replied, "Luckily, there's no shortage of pretty young things dying to get into your knickers." Pansy laughed. "You're not wrong about that." She stepped close and ran a finger along the lacy edge of Rose's brassiere. "But there's only one pretty young thing whose knickers I want to get into." Pansy slid her hand down Rose's stomach and beneath her skimpy thong, rubbing through her folds before pressing a few hard circles against Rose's clit. And then she was gone, flashing Rose a hungry smile as she turned down the corridor. "Put my things away and meet me in the dining room once you've finished," she called out over her shoulder as she walked away. "I'm starving." Rose did as instructed, heading into the study and opening up Pansy's briefcase to extract the various designs and files she'd be working on that night. Once Rose had prepared everything for Pansy to work on later, she headed to the dining room, where Pansy was already sat in her chair at the head of the table, her martini drained. "Wine?" Rose asked, as she removed the stasis charm on the plates of lemon butter salmon and garlic roasted asparagus she'd prepared for dinner. Pansy nodded, and Rose banished her empty martini glass into the kitchen sink before pouring a glass of the chilled Chardonnay she'd chosen to complement the meal. Rose was allowed wine with dinner, unless Pansy said otherwise, so she poured herself a glass as well before joining Pansy at the table. When they first started playing, Rose used to eat all her meals at Pansy's feet, but as much as they both enjoyed hand-feeding, they'd come to the unfortunate realization that it wasn't particularly sustainable for the long term. Nowadays, it was reserved for weekend breakfasts and special occasions. "How was your day today, darling? Anything I should know about?" Pansy asked, before cutting into the salmon. Rose watched avidly as she took a bite, giving an eternal sigh of relief at the slowly blooming smile of pleasure. Pansy was a foodie through and through, and it gave Rose no end of satisfaction to see her enjoying the dishes Rose had prepared especially for her. "Nothing particularly noteworthy," Rose replied as she began to dig into her own meal. "Though I've begun preparations to open up the Paris house for the spring launch to ensure everything is ready for our arrival next month." Pansy nodded approvingly. "Good girl. You'll let me know if you hit any snags." "Of course," Rose said, as if there was ever any doubt. "Though I don't anticipate there will be any issues." Pansy smiled at her fondly. "No, not with that." Rose raised an eyebrow. "Are you anticipating issues elsewhere?" "Always so perceptive," Pansy said, sounding pleased. "Not an issue, per se. Do you remember the pure-blood marriage proposal that has been causing such a stir the past year?" Rose made a face. "You mean that ridiculous bill that had no chance of passing? The one meant to encourage purebloods to diversify their bloodlines by marrying non-purebloods or risks forfeiting their fortunes?" "Yes, that's the one," Pansy said with a surprisingly elegant snort. "I'm afraid we overestimated the wizengamot." "It passed, but that's..." Rose trailed off, dumbfounded that such a patently ridiculous excuse for a law could have made it through. "Oh, my mother must be furious!" Pansy wrinkled her nose. She wasn't overly fond of Rose's mother, and the feeling was entirely mutual. Of course, that had been part of the initial appeal, back when Rose first hooked up with Pansy in a fit of teenage rebellion when she was 19 years old. She hadn't expected their relationship to last, hadn't expected Pansy to turn out to be the love of her life. Nobody had. But her parents and Pansy both made an effort to get along these days, and Rose would be lying if she said she'd entirely outgrown the thrill of loving somebody her parents disapproved of. "Yes," Pansy said dryly. "I expect she's fuming. My money's on the law being overturned within the year. But, given that my money is exactly what's at stake, I don't plan to put all my eggs in that particular basket." "You've always been good at diversifying your interests." Pansy's smile could have intimidated a sphinx. "Precisely." "So, what's your plan, then?" Rose asked. Pansy always had a plan. "Well..." Pansy wrinkled her nose in annoyance. "This whole thing has thrown off my timeline quite a bit, and you know how much that vexes me, but I was thinking, if you're amenable, of course, that we could get married." Rose dropped her fork with a clatter, splattering bits of lemon butter on the previously pristine tablecloth. Pansy shot her a sharp look. "Rose, darling, I understand I've surprised you, so I'll give you a pass just this once, but I know you have better manners than that. Don't make me punish you tonight, love." Rose nodded quickly, her cheeks heating with shame as she pulled her wand from its holster and cleaned off the tablecloth. "Of course, Pansy, I'm so sorry." Pansy's expression softened. "That's all right. I shouldn't have sprung it on you. Of course, I'm not expecting an answer right now. Obviously, this isn't the official proposal. I've something far more elaborate in mind for that. But given your reaction just now, I think I was correct in assuming it would be best to broach the subject with you beforehand." She reached out and took Rose's hand in her own, rubbing her thumb possessively over Rose's knuckles, filling Rose's belly with warmth. I know neither of us expected this relationship to grow the way it has. You wanted to piss off your parents, and I was hoping to reclaim my youth by fucking somebody half my age. But it's been a long time since it's been like that for either of us, and I don't have any intention of letting you go. Not as long as you'll have me. Rose's entire body went hot and gooey like cheese on toast, and she barely restrained herself from launching across the table and throwing herself into Pansy's arms. She settled instead for a beaming smile, broadcasting her pleasure. Any tension Pansy might have been holding melted out of her at that, and she squeezed Rose's hand. "I look forward to the official proposal," Rose said quietly as Pansy withdrew her hand and picked her fork back up. Pansy's eyes twinkled at her. "Me too." The end.